Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend, Dr. Marilyn Singleton, being back on the show. Dr. Marilyn is a board-certified anesthesiologist. She is also a UC Berkeley law student. And had attended there and graduated there. She's focusing on constitutional law and administrative law. That tells you how smart she is. And she's been hanging out with us now for a few years, sharing her wisdom and perspective with us, and we always appreciate it. Marilyn Singleton, Dr. Marilyn Singleton, welcome back to the show.
Well, I am always so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
And of course, you're here on the show all the time, but this particular visit, we're also going to cover Black History Month, which we're going to do in a minute in the following segments. But before we do, I need to get your medical perspective on what just happened. I heard overnight the World Health Organization, which the Trump department left, took America out of, and Joe Biden has just put us back in. The China lackey organization, the World Health Organization, just announced that the coronavirus probably came from animal to human spread, probably was not from a lab, that kind of thing. But the old argument of this came from a bat or a lizard or whatever, that's what the World Health Organization is now reporting. What do you think about that, Dr. Marilyn?
It makes it hard to believe after all these months of evidence kind of creeping up toward a lab accident. And I'll call it a lab accident. You know, that's a whole nother discussion, whether it was on purpose,
right,
et cetera. But everybody knows that gain-of-function studies were being done, and gain-of-function is taking a virus, manipulating it, so it becomes more and more infectious.
Mm-hmm.
And there's legitimate reasons.
Weaponizing
is
another way
of
that's another way of saying weaponizing it.
Well, yes, you could put it that way. So, and there could be many reasons for wanting to do that. And, you know, some people say that it was released on purpose. But even ignoring that, they have so many folks that come out and say that the lab practices were not the greatest. And it's odd that it's Wuhan, which is the place where they have this big lab,
right,
where this pangolin, which has to be one of the ugliest creatures on Earth,
right,
supposedly passed it. And it's one of those things in the beginning, okay, fine, could be. Other things that have gone from animals to humans. But evidence had come out in the other direction. And if it was an accident, it's like, okay, well, we're sorry, we had an accident and we didn't stop it. But to completely reverse course does leave one somewhat skeptical.
Well, there's so much blame to be placed at the feet of the Chinese leadership, regardless of how it got out, because they denied it, they kept it from us. The World Health Organization covered for them, and my position on this, Marilyn, just having reported on it with you and with others, and done a fair amount of reading and heard a number of interviews, is whether this was intentionally released or not, that's not really the issue to me. I think it probably was not, but once it was released, they did not take the steps that they could have taken to prevent it from happening, and it actually now has accrued to China. This whole scenario has accrued to China's benefit, and that just makes it very suspect to me.
Absolutely, and it just seems somewhat strange that you have this investigation. All this information had been dribbling out over the entire last year. It's now been a year. And then magically, it's completely the opposite to what all the information was showing. Yeah. Suddenly, you know, I remember years ago, there was a movie called The Official Story. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what this reminds me of.
Yeah.
There was an official story that was going to come out no matter what the evidence showed.
And because we are in World War III with China, that's my designation, Dr. Marilyn. I've been calling this a World War III with China for half a dozen years, 10 years actually. Because we're in World War III with China, anything like this is the same thing as an invasion. It's tantamount to an invasion. It's a 21st century biological invasion that China has perpetrated on us and the rest of the world. And I think something needs to happen. They need to pay for this in some form or fashion. Quick break, 22, with Dr. Marilyn Singleton after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.